Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia officials say Monday's rush hour was fairly typical despite the cuts in SEPTA service, but they warn next week is likely to get much worse if the state legislature doesn't resume work on a budget. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Judging by what we saw this morning, our efforts have been pretty successful.
Deputy Managing Director Mike Carroll says the city's been trying to get commuters prepared for these 20% reductions in SEPTA service, publishing park and ride maps so drivers can stop outside Center City and use bikes or walk to their final destination. It's urging employers to be flexible so employees can avoid rush hour driving, and it wants them to help organize carpools. He was pleased by the limited sample of the first morning rush.
The congestion was not significantly worse than what we would expect during any summer Monday morning.
There were some bad signs, though. The school district is still calculating attendance, but Superintendent Tony Watlington says for Ness High, where attendance typically tops 90%, reported attendance in the 70s.
While that's not a promising trend, we are hopeful that this can get turned around sooner rather than later.
That would require the state legislature to resume budget talks, which Republican members don't seem to find urgent. Senate Majority Leader Joe Pittman is hosting a clay pigeon shoot, and House Republicans are at a golf outing. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A vandal sprayed red paint on a display of solidarity with Israel outside the Weizmann National Museum of American Jewish History in Old City. Philadelphia police tell NBC 10 that shortly after 4:30 in the morning yesterday, they found red paint covering the words, "The Weizmann Stands with Israel." The message is displayed below a large picture of the Israeli flag on the outside of the building at the corner of Market Street and Independence Mall. No arrests have been made, and police have not named any suspects. They ask anyone with information to contact them via the police tip line. The union representing more than 3,000 security officers across Philadelphia is demanding higher wages, better health care, and improved training, among other benefits. KYW's Vic Ragapathy was at a union rally in North Philadelphia yesterday.
Just off Temple's campus by Broad Street and Cecil B. Moore Avenue, dozens of security workers represented by 32BJ SEIU gathered to voice their demands as the union negotiates a new CBA for more than 3,000 employees. Najee Logan is a hospital security guard and a single mom of two. She says on her current salary, she's barely scraping by.
You pay a bill, you can't do anything that you want to do as far as having time with them to make memories.
The union's Mid-Atlantic director, Daisy Cruz, says the starting salary of $16.25 an hour is not only unlivable, but also insufficient considering the perils of the job.
We did have a member of 32BJ in New York who was shot while at work. This is what officers deal with every day. They don't know when they're putting on their uniform and they're going to be able to come back home.
Tyrone Patterson works in an office building downtown. He's been in security 21 years, but he says younger officers need to be taught better safety tactics.
Sometimes people get rowdy. Sometimes people get spit upon. Sometimes people just have to be able to de-escalate, which is where we need to get that training so that we know how to deal with these people.
In North Philly, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In case you missed it, actress Aubrey Plaza went viral recently for wearing a t-shirt saying, "Philly is a women's sports town." KYW Sheridan Howard spoke with the group that came up with the shirt as a fundraising opportunity.
It blew up instantly.
Jen Leary, who runs Watch Party PHL, she's referring to t-shirts made to raise money.
Aubrey Plaza was at the game in our t-shirt, and it's just been amazing.
And sales skyrocketed overnight, raising money for what? For a women's sports gathering space, a cafe by day and a bar by night, watching women's sports nonstop. So, how'd this all come about? Well, Leary met with Natalie Plaza, Aubrey Plaza's sister, both Delaware natives, about potential investment.
While we were meeting up, I had the Philly is a Women's Sports t-shirt on. She loved the t-shirt.
Opportunity rang, and Natalie made a suggestion.
Wouldn't it be so cool if Aubrey, who is going to a New York Liberties game, wore that t-shirt?
And the rest, as they say, is history. The shirts, printed by Philly-based women-run company Go Ham, sold out.
The more t-shirts we sell, the more money we can raise, the quicker we can open our doors.
The t-shirts are available on the Watch Party PHL Instagram page. Sheridan Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.